And that's what he's saying he does. You can't enter in a strong man's house and spoil his goods except the first bind the strong man. You can't just walk into the house of some well-armed, strong guy and spoil it except you first take care of the guy who's guarding it. The strong man. You can't go into the demonic, you know, you have to bind the evil spirit. And then go in and spoil the house. Meaning, in this case, take away the possession of the devil. And just let's add the next two verses to the discussion here. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world nor in the world to come. And it's always given in this context of those who say that the work of the Holy Ghost is the work of the devil. That's why, you know, when I used to not believe in tongues and in the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence being speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, when I used to not believe in it, I was very careful not to say it's the devil. I would always say it's the flesh, because I always withheld the idea that, well, you know, if it was of God, I certainly wouldn't want to be found as one saying it's of the devil. And I'm having all kinds of things run through my mind as I'm saying this, because when I received the Holy Ghost, that day I turned from all manner of sin. That day my life changed, and the knowledge of God was opened up to me. Now, some people may question the knowledge of God that I gained, because they say, Paul, your doctrine is not right. And I say, well, I suppose that's your judgment. And they say, well, how do you know it wasn't a devil that entered into you? Well, the devil doesn't take away sins. That's one way. The devil's work is to make us into bigger sinners, not to make us into lesser sinners. So, how do I escape sin? How do you escape from sin? You know, if I am stopping sinning by the power of the spirit of Satan entering into me, then how do you turn from sin? How do your children turn from sin? Therefore, they will be your judges. And if you turn not from sin, then what does that say about the spirit you have? God sent his Son, Jesus, to bless us in turning us, everyone, from our iniquities. That is the work of God. When the seed of God abides in you, according to 1 John 3, it makes you that you can't sin anymore. And that's what I look for. Some people look at that and they say, well, there must be some other explanation. I say, no, I just want to believe the plain speech that the apostles used. I'll tell you what, the apostles did not use fancy language. They used plain manners of speaking. And most of what we need to understand is very plainly let out. Very plainly laid out in the scriptures what we need to believe. And the promises we should take hold of to lay hold on salvation. The very simple, plain speech used. But I would be very careful about not criticizing so much as calling it the devil's work. That's blasphemy. It's one thing if you say, well, I don't really think he cast out any devils. I think something else was going on. Or if you were to say, that guy never had a devil. But when you admit, okay, yeah, he's casting out devils. Okay, yeah, he's turning from sin by the spirit that's been given him. Don't say it's the devil's work. Don't say it's by the, you know, he removes sin by him that has the power of sin. They escape death by him that hath the power of death. It sounds right, but it's wrong. If the power of death be broken by death, then death's kingdom is divided against itself. Because death's power is to bring about death, not to help you get away from death. This is what they talk about as the unpardonable sin. And people often get all worried about it. And I would just be, don't do it. Don't be so smarty pants like that, that you are, oh, it's the devil. Oh, anyone who speaks in tongues has a devil. be very careful. I anything that, especially if you're gonna, you know, and I think it's the fact that they also acknowledge the works but ascribe them to the devil. It's one thing if you don't acknowledge the works as being legitimate. I think that there's some distinction there. But I would be very careful. You know, and then there's the other hand where people say, well, you say so-and-so is a false teacher, but I know a lot of drug addicts who stopped using drugs because of listening to him. I say, fine, they stopped listening to using drugs. But, you know, is it because of his teaching? Well, that's not... If I say it's not because of his teaching or there's a lot of good works done, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's of God. Because it's different when you say, by these works, right, I did this. Because you're not saying by a spirit. You're not saying, well, this teacher imparted a spirit unto them, and that spirit turned them from their iniquity. No, it's saying, well, we have this doctrine, and they listen to his teaching. Well, what was the doctrine that turned them from their iniquity? Was it the serpent seed? Was it some other crazy, was it the world that was? Or was it the preaching of righteousness that is somewhere nestled in there? Well, I know the preaching of righteousness turns people from iniquity. If it's the preaching of repentance, then it ought to turn people from iniquity. I'm all for the preaching of repentance. I'm all for the preaching of righteousness. In fact, that's one aspect. If anyone starts speaking the truth concerning that we ought to live our lives according to the virtue and the knowledge that Jesus Christ gives us, well, I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to call that of the devil. I'm not going to call that false doctrine. But you're going to tell me, well, he turned from his sins because of the genealogies he studied or because of the histories he learned. No, I don't buy it. No one that's not what those things do. You don't turn from sin by studying history. You don't turn from sin by studying things which your mind hath not seen, intruding into those things that are not known by man or not given us by God. And I'm speaking of the doctrines of a particular teacher, my former teacher. You know, do those deliver from sin? So if people turn from their sins, it's not because of off-the-wall doctrines. It's because of the preaching of righteousness that they believe that the gospel says they ought to stop sinning. And I applaud that. Nothing ill to say about that. Because it's the spirit I want to judge. Jesus says, verse 33, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt.